This is the trailer to Academy Module PWR258, Equipment Cost Fundamentals. So, led by our DOT administrator, this upcoming module is an absolute must-watch for operations leaders because it decodes exactly how raw field equipment hours become actual job cost report charges, saving you from chasing phantom errors and messing up your cost projections. First, we tackle the 40-hour normalization standard. You know, instead of billing you for raw field hours, equipment costs are mathematically split to exactly 40 hours a week across the jobs that gear touched. Think of it like splitting a flat weekly rental bill with roommates based on who used the TV most, rather than paying by the minute. Second, let's talk about the one big exception that always causes a panic, which is the engineer week exception. Stuff like company vehicles gets billed on a separate bi-weekly cycle. So if you see an 80-hour charge, don't immediately flag it as a mistake. You're probably just wasting time trying to fix a problem that doesn't really exist, because it's literally just 2 weeks posting at once. Finally, we dive into the underlying system. These charges don't just magically appear. They go through a really rigorous six-step validation process before hitting JDE, our job cost system, on a one-week lag. And remember, the ultimate lever for accuracy is what your operators actually log into heavy job out in the field. You just can't bake a perfect cake with bad flour, right? Ultimately, understanding this whole process ensures you spend your time tracking down real field errors instead of fighting a system that's working exactly as designed.